This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Studemonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury, supported by the Ministry of Education.
Hello, everybody. I'm Zhang, and I'm from Vietnam. I'm an international student at IRA in Christchurch now. As you know, study overseas is a wonderful experience because you have a chance to meet people from many countries, hang out with friends, and have a chance to improve yourself. However, you also have a lot of difficult things that you will be deal with, such as language, different culture, and homesickness. And today, I would like to share my experience about how I get over homesickness. Basically, homesickness is something that makes you feel lonely, sad, and lost. To be honest, that was worst time for me, and it may same experience to you too. You know, I feel very loneliness at that time. You know, some rainy days, the weather is so cold, and you just get home alone. But the word home is different meaning. The bus is different, and the road is different too. Even the smell is different, and you're talking to yourself, why am I being here? I'm starting to missing the sounds of my city, the smell of my food that my mom often cooks. I start to mixing phone calls of friends asking me to go to coffee and some noise my neighbor. Every time you get home, your mom cooked dinner already, and your brother just run around, and your dad is preparing for dinner. The whole family start to talk and laugh. You can talk with your family, but now just from the tiny screen, with your best friend, but through the monitor, and you feel pain of leaving home.
God knows what is hiding in those weak and drunken hearts. Guess he kissed the girls and made them cry, those hard-faced queens of misadventure. God knows what is hiding in those weak and sunken lines, fiery thrones of muted angels, giving love but getting nothing back. Oh, people, help the people, and if you're home, give me your hand and I'll hold it. People, help the people. Nothing will drag you down. Oh, and if I had to bring, oh, and if I had to bring, I'd be cold as a stone. I'd be cold as a stone and rich as a fool to turn all those good hearts away.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Homesick is natural. It doesn't mean you are weakness or emaciated. It's like you walk into the cold water, you feel shocked, then you get used to it. That is the way we face with homesick. If you feel sad, you don't want to go out, you just want to cry, just crying. If you feel lonely, you just take a little walk alone, let yourself face with the loneliness. It's fine as long as you don't block yourself alone. After crying, just make a call to your best friend or your mom. Tell them you are missing them. Take a little walk and then thinking something new. Tell them you want to do something. And the key to deal with homesickness is keep yourself positive and busy. Let's break the habit. If you not often call to your friend, let random pick in your friend list to call to see how they are going. If you have never cooked before, let cook the first meal and take a pic to show on the media social. If you don't go out oftenly, so why not go out for outdoor activities, and let's start something new and let's see the map. Go to hiking. I'm surely you will be feel better.
Never stop. A dreamer with the fever to be great was all I ever want. things forever known. Oh,
for homesickness is not easy, but let's take step by step to do it. As I mentioned before, that the key to keep yourself busy is to get used to it. But busy means doesn't let yourself alone, especially stay inside your room. Let's go out and doing something, or let's learn something new. You could randomly pick anything you are interested to learn. For example, if you're new in the city, just search some interesting places around your house, then go there and learn something new about that area. You also can go there just for meeting new people. Let's say hi to them. You could ask them about that place. Ask them some recommend which place you should go next, and you have a new friend. You are missing your food that your mom often cooks, so why don't learn to cook that food for yourself? Then when you get back to visit them, you could make for your parents a good meal. Start to search some video how to cook the food you love, taking note what ingredients you need, how to make them, and then let's do it. After you cook it, don't forget to take a photo, then show to your parents that you did it. If you are a fan of outdoor activities and you are staying in dry place now, New Zealand is the have a number of trekking areas that you will blow your mind. All the information is available in the internet, so just hit it. Find any places close to your house first, and then let's hit the road. If you want to more adventures, so let's hiking. New Zealand have a lot of mountains that you could go there and discovering wonderful place. So, for sure, you will have a great time. You could also go to cycling to the forest or any botanic garden around your place to enjoy the peaceful time, or you could go to mountain bike, which more adventure and more excited. Leaving everything behind is never easy, but there are lots of beautiful things you can do when you're studying abroad. So let's make it become a wonderful time of yourself and the best memory of student life. I hope my experience could help you guys get over homesickness. And goodbye to see you next time.